வந்தேகம்
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of June, 1974, in Germany.
Thank you very much. I am so too.
Recently, you have published one booklet. It is written by one scientist.
Yes.
Or my student. The scientific basis of Krishna consciousness.
It's translated in German too.
Huh?
It's translated.
Yes.
In German too.
This is just I received a sample.
Fine. This is God is yes exemplar. Ah, this is exemplar. Who is author Swarupa Damodara Dasa?
He's my disciple.
Oh yes. From India.
Yes, he's in Kali.
Hmm.
His description is there in the last page. His photograph. That's
oh yes, 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 I see. Vaishnava, very nice words.
He is MS from Buffalo University and he is PhD chemistry from California. And he graduated himself from Guwahati University. Very learned scholar.
Yes, yes, yes. I see.
You are coming from?
Near Passau. There are, I think, 500 kilometers from here with train, yes. I came yesterday in the evening to Frankfurt, in the morning I came to here.
You can stay here, but...
Yes, tomorrow, till tomorrow.
Yes,
yes, yes, thank you very much. I am a Benedictine monk in a monastery.
Mm. You are Roman Catholic?
Yes, Roman Catholic. But I follow the Eastern Rite of the Greek Orthodox Church. In our monastery we have the two rites, the Roman Rite, Roman Catholic, and also the customs of life as like the Greek Orthodox monks. And also has a rosary.
Like us.
To, yes, and continue also, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Also, I repeat, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, Lord Jesus Christ.
Wait. You know Greek language?
Yes, I know.
So, you know the word Christo?
Yes, Christ.
Christo means Christ.
Yeah, Christ. Chrisa, Christos, who is Christ by oil?
Anointed.
Yeah, anointed. Yeah, anointed. Christos, Christ, means anointed. It's the same word. The same word. The same.
Saint.
The same word.
The same word.
The same word. Yeah, Christo. And Christos in Greek is the same word. Anointed.
I see. So Christo is the broken version of Krishna.
Ah. Very good.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Because in India, still, when calling for Krishna, one says Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And Krishna means the attractor. Mm-hmm. Sanskrit meaning. Attractor.
Attractor.
One yes. Draws.
Draws, yes, yes.
Draws everyone. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is the meaning of Krishna. And that all attractive drawer
yes.
is God.
Yes. I think so too.
Yes. Therefore, God's name is Krishna.
Yes.
So when Christ said that my Father, the Lord, hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
That name is Krishna or Krishna.
Yes.
How do you think of it?
Yes, I think the Christ, Christus hat uns den als Sohn Gottes, den Namen Gottes geoffenbart, aber wir können Gott Vater nennen, aber wenn wir Gott mit den eigentlichen Namen anrufen müssen, wollen, müssen wir Christus sagen.
He said that Jesus has, as the Son of God, has revealed the name of God.
Yes.
And his opinion is then we call the name of God, the name of God is
Christ.
Christ.
Christ. Well,
the name of God is Christ.
Yes.
The Christ is another form of pronouncing Krishna.
Yes.
And Krishna is another form of pronouncing Krishna.
Yes.
Therefore, God's name is Krishna.
Yes.
So, Christ says to glorify the name of God. But somebody says in Christian that there is no name of God.
Why? We have a name of God.
Yes.
Yes.
What is that?
We talk God Father.
Father. Just like your son may call you Father.
Yes.
But you have got a name also. Mr. Such and Such.
Yes,
my
sir.
Son, your son, everyone's son calls his father Father.
Yes.
But his father has a name also.
Yes.
Similarly, God is the general name, but still he has got a particular name. And that name is Krishna. And that is accepted by Jesus. Jesus the Christ, or Jesus the Son of Christ or Krishna. And he identifies himself as the Son of God. Therefore, the name of God is either you call Krishna or Krishna or Christ. It doesn't matter. The name of God is Krishna or Krishna.
Yes. When we can speak of the name of God, of the
He said, when we speak of a real name of God, that is Christus.
Yes.
In the
Christus means Krishna.
Yeah. This Christus means Krishna.
Yeah. Because the name is of God. We know the name of God only by revelation. By revelation of the Son of God, because the Son of God is also God.
Yeah.
He has the three personality: God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And the Son has revealed the name of Father, and his name is who has revealed is Christus, Christ. And also we can as a name only take Christ, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
So it doesn't matter Krishna or Christ, the name is there. And we are recommending, according to Vedic scripture, that in this age one should simply chant the holy name of God.
Yes.
We are chanting that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama and Krishna, they are the name of God. And Hara is the energy of God.
Yes.
So we are chanting Krishna or God along with his energy.
Yes.
He has got two energies, spiritual energy and material energy.
Yes.
So at the present moment we are under the jurisdiction of material energy. So we are praying to Krishna, kindly transfer me from the service of material energy to the service of spiritual energy. This is our whole philosophy. Hare Krishna movement means all the energy of God and all God, Krishna. Please engage me in your service. Because our constitutional position is to give service. Somehow or other, we have been put in the service of the material energy. So this service can be transferred to the spiritual energy. Then our life is successful. That is our philosophy, bhakti manga, bhakti yoga. Sarvopadhi within mukkam. Here we are giving service as Hindu, as Muslim, as Christian, as Jain, as this or that. These are designations.
Yeah.
Designations. When we become free of the designation and then serve God, that is called bhakti or devotion. Because we are manufactured Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, this religion, that religion. But when this religion will be without designation, I am neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian, but I am servitor of God. That is pure religion.
What is
it? That is pure religion.
Pure religion, yes, I see. No.
So pure religion means bhakti.
Mukti, yes.
Bhakti.
Bhakti, bhakti, yes, bhakti, yes, I see.
So, bhakti means mukti is included. Without bhakti, there is no mukti. Therefore, when one is on the platform of bhakti, he has already attained mukti.
Yes, I see.
That is, said in the Bhagavad Gita, find out. Mancha abhyavicharini bhakti yogena ja sevate. Mancha abhyavicharini. Mancha.
Mancha.
I think yes.
Oh, yes. Mancha yogyavicharina bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samati yayata brahma muyaya kalpate. Translation.
German translation will help you.
Yes. Wer sich völlig im hingebungsvollen Dienen beschäftigt und niemals fehlt, transzendiert augenblicklich die Erscheinungsweisen der materiellen Natur und erreicht somit die Ebene des Brahman.
Welcher Gesang?
14. Kapitel, Vers 26.
14, 26,
yes. Lesen
Sie Brahman ist noch Krishna.
Ja.
Brahman ist noch Krishna.
Brahma. Yes, he is Parabrahma.
Parabrahma.
Brahma is realized in three angles of vision. Impersonal Brahma.
Yes, impersonal Brahma. Yes, it is.
And localized Brahma. Paramatma. In the heart.
Yes.
And personal Brahma.
Yes, Brahma.
Krishna is the supreme Brahma. Because ultimately God is person.
Yes.
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabdate. The exact Sanskrit word is Vadanti tat tatta vidas tatyam. The absolute truth is described by the person who knows the absolute truth in three ways. Brahmeti, the impersonal Brahma. Paramatmeti, the localized Paramatma. And Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate feature of God, full with all six opulences, the richest, the strongest, the most famous, the most wise, the most renowned, and most beautiful. These are the six features of the Personality of God. He is being absolute. His name is not different from Him. The name and the form and the quality of God, they are all absolute. Therefore, chanting His name means associating with God. So So when one associates with God, gradually he becomes godly. And when he is fully purified, then he becomes associate of God.
But we can understand the name of God only in a limited way.
No. God has unlimited potencies, and therefore he has got unlimited names.
Yes. But we are limited.
We are limited.
Yes.
But God is not limited.
Yes.
Unlimited.
Yes.
And because he is unlimited, therefore he has got unlimited names.
Yes.
Not one or two, but unlimited names. There is a Sanskrit book, Ashtottara Sahasra. There are 1,008 names of God. So 1,008 is also limited. But because we are limited, the God's names are given to us as far as we can understand. Otherwise, he has got unlimited potencies, unlimited names, and each and every name is God, because he is absolute.
Why do you send your disciples in these Christian countries to preach the love of God?
Yeah.
When the gospel of Jesus Christ is also preaching the love of God.
But if you don't mind, I can say that the Christians are not obeying the orders of God.
Yes.
Do you agree or not?
I agree.
Then where is love? If you disobey the orders of God, then where is your love?
Yes.
Therefore, we have come here to teach them to love God.
Yes.
If you love me, you cannot disobey me.
Yes.
And if you disobey me, that love is not real.
That means that Christianity has to change their customs, or the Christianity, Roman Catholics or Protestants, must return to the source. Must return to the source.
You can sit on the chair. Not only Christianity, everywhere. The people now do not love God, but they love dog. Therefore, this movement is equal. Everything of God consciousness. Not the Christians there only to be accused, but Hindus, Muslims, everyone. They simply stand, but no obedience to God.
Can you see exactly the point where Christians are not obedient?
First point is that your commandment is thou shalt not kill, and you are maintaining regularly slaughterhouse. The first commandment is disobey. Do you agree or not? By fraud, the animals are being kept or being killed.
I personally agree.
That's it.
I personally agree.
Therefore, actually, if Christians are lovers, they must stop immediately this animal killing.
And you think it's a principal point.
But if you miss one point, if you commit mistake in calculation in one point, the more you make calculation and add and subtract, it is all mistake. Just like in the bank, they daily make a trial balance. And if there is one mistake anywhere, the trial balance does not come. This is called ardha kukkutinnyaya. If you, I'll explain, ardha kukkutinnyaya means there is logic of accepting half of the chicken. The hen is giving egg.
Yes.
And by the backside, by the rectum, and eating by the mouth. So one man is considering that this mouthpiece is expensive, because I have to give to eat, better cut it. So, if the mouth is cut, then there will be no egg, because it's a dead body. So this is not good logic. That the expensive portion may be cut and the profitable portion may be kept. This kind of interpretation will not be helpful. If we accept the whole, this side and that side, then business will go. The first commandment is, thou shalt not kill.
Yes.
What is that killing? The first point is disobedient. Then where is love of God? Why they understand like that? That it means that Lord Christ was not sufficiently educated to use the right word, murder. Does it mean so? There are two words, killing and murder.
Yes.
Murder is especially meant for the human being. So, do you think the Christ was not learned enough to use the word murder instead of killing? Killing means any kind of killing, especially animal killing. Otherwise, he should have frankly, openly used the word thou shalt not murder. Even if it is meant like that, that does it mean that he was preaching amongst the murderers? They are very first-class men. They are all murderers. Therefore, vengeance. This kind of interpretation does not appeal to us.
Thou shalt kill is found in the Old Testament.
I do not know many testaments, but I see in the Ten Commandments these words are there.
Yes.
If you want to support it by many testaments, that is of course your business, but we take the direct meaning, thou shalt not kill, the Christians should not kill. Interpretation you can give in your own way to support your business, but we see openly, right, if we can understand openly, there is no need of interpretation. Why should we interpret? Interpretation is required when things are not clear. Okay. Here it is clear, thou shalt not kill, plain advice. Why should he interpret?
Eat vegetables, is it not killing plants?
Vegetable killing and animal killing is the same?
It's not the same.
Huh?
Not the same.
Huh?
But human killing and animal killing is also not the same.
Hmm. So, how we are not killing? Our Vaishnava philosophy, we do not kill even vegetables. Because our Krishna says, mind of this verse, patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajachat. Patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajachat. Tadaham asnami bhaktya bhaktam. So we offer Krishna. Krishna, why give me this foodstuff?
Yes.
So we offer the foodstuff to Krishna and we take it. Therefore, if for killing this patram pusma, there is sin, there is Krishna's sin, not my sin. But Krishna, God, apapu vidyam, sinful reaction cannot take place to him. Apapu vidyam, papa means sinful. Just like this sun, this powerful, it can absorb urine, but you cannot drink urine. The injunction is Tejasang Nadushai. One is very powerful. Just like a king, he orders, kill this man. Murder. He commits murder. Very well. Chakta. But he is not under the law being hanged because he is very powerful. But an ordinary man, if he commits murder, he will be hanged. When there is fight, the commander-in-chief says, you kill them, and the soldier kills and he gets gold medal. But the same soldier, when he kills a single person at home, he is hanged. Therefore, this injunction, patram puspam phalam toyam, this vegetable give me, I shall eat, and you take the prasadam. So we are not sinful.
And Krishna cannot give the same permission for animals?
Yes. The animal kingdom, in the nature's way, just like the grass is the food of the cow.
Yes.
and the cow is food for man, but not for civilized man, religious man, the crude man.
The perfect human being is this guy. Somehow the mouth is a cow, arjabot.
Killing of animals,
yes.
And child, crash men.
Yeah.
Then it will be perfect. I have not come to teach you, but to request you that your Christian religion prohibits this and encourages chanting of name of the Lord. So you kindly do it. That's all. We are also chanting Christ or Krishna the same thing. So let us join together,
yes.
And chant. If you have got objection to chant Krishna, you chant Christ,
yes.
Or Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam Nam Kari Bhula Vijasarva Shakti Sattva Kida Niyamitas Bharani Naka. He says that God has got many multi names. Any one of them, chant, because each and every man has the same potency as God the person. Because his name and he, there is no difference. And if we become designated less, if we give up the status, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, and simply chant God's name, then we become on the spiritual plane, English, without any discrimination, that here is Hindu, here is Muslim, here is Christian, here is white, here is black. We are preaching that human form of life is meant for God realization or to learn how to love God.
Yes.
That is real business of human being.
Yes,
so either do it as a Christian or as a Muslim or as a Hindu, it doesn't matter. But do this business. And you're practically doing them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is our business. We always keep the chanting bees just like you are keeping.
Yes.
Yeah. Chant, that's all. Everyone should do that. Where is the harm? If everyone takes this chanting, you are Christian, you are taking. Why not other Christians? They also can take. Chant, there is no loss. By chanting, there is no loss, but there is good gain. So why should we miss this opportunity of chanting? They are cats and dogs, they cannot chant. We have got human tongue, we can chant. There is no loss, but there is great gain. Now these young boys, they are always chanting. It is only practice. It is training, these young boys and girls, they could go and have so many things people as me. But now, they have given up everything. They don't eat meat, egg, fish, no intoxication, up to drinking tea or smoking, no gambling, no illicit sex, and chanting. If you can cooperate, then we can go to the church and chant. Christ, Christ, Christo, 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 Christo. Is there any objection?
No.
Then it should be allowed. Instead of keeping the churches
locked up. Part,
no, we are talking with you. You are a representative of Christian faith. So, instead of keeping the churches locked up, why not limit us? We shall chant 24 hours. Actually, this is fact. Many places we have purchased churches. And before our purchasing, the church was practically locked up. Nobody was going. And because nobody was going, therefore it was available for purchase. In London I have seen hundreds and thousands of churches. Locked up, or they are being used for divine purpose. There are many hundreds and thousands churches, but they are not going on. So this experience, in Los Angeles, we purchased one church. So it was sold because people are not coming. Now he goes through the same charge, and the same man, they're coming by thousands. And one Christian priest in Boston, he issued one leaflet that these boys are our boys. Before accepting this movement, they are never coming to the church, they never inquired about God. And now they are mad after God. How it has happened? Yesterday the inquiry was why the Americans and the Germans taking to this point.
And how come they understand it so quickly?
No, no. The answer I gave, you do not remember.
Because they're intelligent.
Yeah.
All right.
Any intelligent man will understand what is religion, what is God in 5 minutes.
Mm.
It doesn't require even 5 hours, in 5 minutes. But we do not want to understand. That is the reason. Yes?
Then to understand God is not a question of intelligence, but it's a question of humility.
Yes. The humble and meek shall go to the kingdom of God. Is it not? Is it Bible statement? So nowadays the Ruskin philosophy has spread that everyone is God. And therefore nobody is humble and meek. If everyone thinks that he is God, then why should he be humble and meek? They are being educated how to become humble and meek. In the temple to God, hardly the spiritual master, the God's representative, they offer always respect by offering obeisance. That is humble and meek. That being very easily progress. Only on account of this humbleness and meekness. Even on the road, if they see me, they immediately fall down, flat. Never mind, there is dust. This very qualification is pushing them towards spiritual realities. In the Vedic scripture it is said, jasya devi parabhakti jatha devi tatha guru. Tasya ete kathita artha prakashanti mahatmana. Then jasya, anyone who has got unflinching faith in God and is representative, the spiritual master, to him only the purpose of the scriptures become revealed. But just like special respect and ordinary respect. It is instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you should offer respect even to a person who has no respect. You should not expect any respect for yourself, but you should give respect to others. I think those who are Christian priests, they should cooperate with this movement, chant the name of Christ, the Christ, and stop animal killing. This is according to Bible. This is not according to my philosophy. They are Christians. Simply let them do it and see how the situation